Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight, and it's Wednesday, the 28th of August, 2013. So we are going to do a Q&A show tonight. We're not taking callers, but we would love to hear from you either on the fast chat or if you have a longer question, not too long. Send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So got a few things to remind everybody about that will be coming up soon. Ron's September intensives, the Saturday 4-hour call and then the 3 consecutive Sunday 8-hour calls are coming up soon in a couple of weeks. So they begin on September the 14th. And then the 15th, 22nd, and 29th are the Sunday 8-hour calls. And then for those of you who are in or can get to the New York area, Ron has another expo coming up. And that'll be toward the end of the month, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. So, Ron, why don't you come on and talk a little bit about your expo, what you'll be talking about. I know you have a bunch of lectures coming up, and also for anyone who hasn't been to one of your expos before, you have the Light Infusion Chamber for everybody.
Well, yeah, we're having a workshop this time, and I'll be having the different types of clearings for money. So if anybody wants to come to it, we'll have that as the main information for people. So how to discharge money, how to clear money, and might make somebody prosperous, who knows. But anyway, it'll just be another expo, which would be great. We see lots of people, and Light Infusion Chamber doing clearings, healings, and just a great event to go to. So if you're back in New York, we'll be there, or and it'll start on Friday, then go Saturday and Sunday. So I have the workshop on Sunday. And I have two lectures, which would be on Friday and Saturday. So back to you.
Okay. And then, Ron, just in case there's anyone who has not been to your booth before, maybe you could describe a little what the Light Infusion Chamber is and what that can do for us, because that's a really wonderful experience. And those of us who've been in it, you know the many healings we have experienced, but for somebody new, it's a little an unknown quantity. So perhaps you could just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you go into the Light Infusion Chamber, and you sit down, and you put a mask on, and the light beams instantly start to come into your realm. You're beamed up to the light ship, and when you're there, they start working with you. I've had all kinds of wonderful testimonies about going in there. Some people come in not knowing what to expect. They have a headache. Situations happening with them, and they leave feeling much, much better. A couple of people that I can remember had maybe back problems or something, neck problems, and instantly they could feel their, back, neck being worked with. Some people actually had bones get realigned. They heard some popping in there in their body, and all of a sudden they felt great. And if this puts light back into you, because the darkness takes away the light. And you don't have the light codes unless you actually go into the chamber. I'm sure that if you go to the different calls that we have, it's very similar. But to go into the Light Infusion Chamber is really a treat. And a lot of people like to go in more than once, which is what I kind of recommend doing. And as you're in the chamber, you just feel wonderful. After maybe 10 times in there, you feel great. So it's just quite something to actually know that you're being worked with, and you leave peaceful, happy, smiling, with less stress. That's what it does for you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And I know the first few times I went in, Ron, I just was very relaxed, and I know a lot of people experience changes in their vision when they go in that for the first few times, which I remember experiencing. But one time that I went in, and I've spoken about this before on the show, so many of you may have heard this story, but I'll just tell it real quick anyway. I, for years, on and off, have suffered from silent migraines where I have my eye and then half of my mouth and my arm and my leg all on the left side go numb in sequence. And so this one particular time I decided to ask the light beings to work on that. And I had probably the single most vivid experience that I've had, Ron, where I was being worked on, where my eye was taken, I saw it being taken out and made much bigger and the optic nerve be worked on, and my thumb was made bigger and the nerve that runs from my thumb up my arm was being worked on, and there was a lot of electrical activity that I felt on the right-hand side of my brain, which is, you know, controls the left side of your body, so that's where the problem would have been. And I haven't had one of these silent migraines since, and that, I think that was, it was either 3.5 years ago or 4.5 years ago, I can't remember which. So there's an amazing variety of stuff that you can experience in the light infusion chamber, and that was the most profound experience I had in there. So the more you go in, I think the more kind of layers into you the light beings can get, right, Ron? It's like the first time they're just kind of cleaning, giving you a dusting off, and then the more you go in, the deeper they go. I think I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, that's the way it works. So the first time through is like having a nice shower. You feel clean, and you know, if you're a little sensitive and you're able to see other people's energies, it's very easy to spot somebody who's been in the chamber because everybody else looks like they have crud around them. They look out of registration. They have like a fuzziness around their body. And a darkness actually is a darkness energy. You go into the chamber and you come out squeaky clean. And it's just something to have people who go into the chamber who can see other people. They're really amazed on how much better they feel. And like you said, eyesight improvement is happens to a lot of people. I can't guarantee it'll happen to you if you go in it, but a lot of people have had things being worked with. And even if you don't know what you need wrong or have wrong with you, sometimes things get fixed and you go, well, I didn't know I had that problem and I feel much better. So that's kind of what happens too. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, we've had three testimonials come into CLS questions at yahoo.com over the last few days. So I'm just going to read those out. The first one is about the nano clearing. Now, the nano clearing, Ron, I think you put that up. It was some point last year, maybe in the spring or the summer, I don't remember exactly, and a lot of us did that. It's something that we do all need. It's removing these tiny particles that are designed to do all kinds of delightful things to us, and this clearing rids us of them. So I don't know, do you want to add anything to that, Ron? I didn't really describe it too well.
Yeah, I can do a sample for people. So
okay.
Here we go, everybody. We'll do a sample of that nano clearing. So let's just work on people's throats, because you never know what is happening, you know, in your throat. So maybe these energies are affecting you. So here we go. Throat energies, releasing this from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So see how your throat is feeling, and you may even wish to have a drink of water right now, and you might actually have a different sensation. Maybe you have a way to maybe the water will taste a little different to you. So here we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so this person writing in had heard a show about the nano clearing recently and says that they ran the clearing, a portion of it anyway, overnight. And when she woke up, there was such a difference, she says. Her dog, she says, is older and had gotten in the habit of sleeping in. But this particular morning after running the nano clearing, the dog was up and full of energy and waiting for her to get up. And she said she felt much more relaxed and happy. She'd previously been feeling distraught and was feeling super sensitive to every breath that she breathed. And she says that things are much better now. So thanks for sending that in. And then, so that was that one. And then, let's see, I think, Ron, it was on your Monday show that you did the clearings for being stoned to death and being hung. I don't remember if they were timeline crashes or what you did. Do you remember? Because we have a couple of testimonials about that.
We just went in the past and worked with, I think, the timelines. And that's kind of what we did. So, yeah, it was just taking away the past from people on situations. And I think it dealt with timelines.
Okay. So this first testimonial reads, I felt a lot of energy flooding into me from both the stoning and hanging clearing, so I didn't notice a specific physical change. Very nice. And they're asking, actually, if you could do a similar clearing for dying from an infection. If you had a death, a past incarnation, where you died from an infection.
Sure, we could do that. Oh, boy, here we go. So, one, releasing this energy. Two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, there we go. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I feel that in my throat. Excuse me. Thank you. Okay, so the next one is the next testimonial on the ones that you did on Monday. This one is, I felt all three, so you must have done three timeline crashes maybe, or clearings. I felt all three in my shoulders for the stoning, arms were jerking, and hands. And then for the hanging one, this person's mouth and eyes were watering. So strong clearings for everybody, it sounds like, on the Monday show. Okay. All right. So we have a question that's come in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, this is about a dream. So last night I got attacked by a black rat. It jumped onto the left side near my rib cage, and I pulled its tail off me, and I was not. Oh, wait a minute. I tried to pull its tail off of me, and I was not able to do it. So this morning I did the alien attack page, and on the shapeshifter drop-down menu, I saw rats. So I ran that for 480 minutes, and then the spirit infusion. So the question is, are they gone from me? Are they terminated, the rats?
It does feel like they are, yes. I would say yes.
Okay. And then this is Raymond who's writing in. Raymond, you might want to timeline crash that dream also. that probably would be a good thing to do, since it was a dream. So you were on another timeline experiencing it, and possibly multiple timelines. So let's see. Okay. Do you think so, Ron? Or do you think he doesn't need to do that because he did the alien attack page?
Yeah, I think it feels okay to me. So
okay.
I think it's good.
Okay. Okay, let me see. People are commenting on the... let me see which clearing this is. I'm not sure which one it is.
On the nano one?
Yeah. Clearing sample throats. I know I felt... You know, oh no, that was that one. Okay, yeah, it must be the nano one. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, Barbara is saying that was very strong. I can also breathe a lot easier now. Thank you, Ron. Okay, all right. And then RD on the having a death in the past from infection. RD says, sorry, I just lost the page. I yawned on that one, says RD. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So let's see. So we have a request here for nerve pain in both legs.
Okay. So anybody who has a situation, let's see what we can do here. So... pain in legs. So one, we can get that released. Remember, that it can go many, many different directions. It's, one clearing. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Ugh, back to you.
Okay.
It's kind of heavy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
So I just want to remind whoever this person who needed that, they're in the body systems rejuvenation clearing, which is also part of the body jumpstart bundle that Ron put together for us. You can work on your nerves, your nervous system in that one. And you can, you know, set the custom box for your legs or wherever you are having nerve pain and run that for hours and hours and hours, however long you would like to. So, you know, obviously what Ron does on the show is just a small sample of what can be done. And it sounds like from your reaction, Ron, this person probably needs a bunch of work perhaps done. So that might be the clearing to get. You can either get the whole body jumpstart, which is an insanely wonderful package with masses and masses of ways to heal ourselves, our bodies, our physical bodies, or you can just get the body system rejuvenation clearing, which is the one that specifically contains our nervous system. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron? It just came to mind that probably this would be a good one for this person to do.
Yeah, and you know, if you have a condition that's maybe really painful, we got a pain clearing. Might even check into, you know, like you said, the body system rejuvenation and maybe death barcodes, see if you have anything going on there. Also, you know, you can do the free alien attack the satellite clearing. It's when you have a satellites beaming down on you. So that's the head connectors and the satellites. There's two free clearings to help you out with that. And it's possible it could be caused by that. So let's just try that. Let's release the person who has a situation with maybe nerve problems to see if the unwanted universal travelers out there are having a field day with you. So here we go. One, let's get rid of the satellite clearing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do the other one here. That was the, I think, the head connector. We'll do the satellites here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, see how that gives anybody out there any kind of relief. That clearing's on the website, too. It's a free clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And if you haven't done that yet, all those free ones are listed under sample clearings or sample healings on Ron's homepage at creationlightship.com. So you just go to the website, scroll down just a little ways on the left over on the toolbar there, or the menu bar, rather, on the left-hand side. Click the drop-down box, and there are a bunch of free clearings, and those two that Ron just did samples on are both listed there, and you can set the timer for as long as you'd like on those. They're good to do pretty frequently because we do continually get hooked up to this stuff. So, okay, we have a request for a clearing for a disc out of alignment in somebody's neck.
Okay. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Kind of heavy. We'll see if we can get that help you out here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that sounds really painful, and so does the leg nerve thing. And I just want to, maybe you can talk a little bit about how when we're in pain, we attract entities that are dealt in their lifetimes with those similar issues. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that, Ron? Because the entity clearing is always a good one to do when we have pain.
Yeah, in fact, if we have pain, yeah, we'll do a sample of that. So everybody out there who has pain in their body, here we go. We can clear some of that away. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see if that can help everybody out there getting rid of entities. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So Michael, who had the leg nerve pain, is saying, Ron, thanks, feel the nerve pain ease up, thank you. And he's feeling a lot of peace energy now, he says, so that's great. We have a question about the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is one of the free ones that you offer on the homepage there. G is asking, what is the Earth Protection Timeline Crash clearing about? What does that do?
Yeah, it helps to get rid of aliens. That's what it's basically designed for. So as aliens try to come into the planet, it's designed to release the energies as much as it can. Naturally, nothing is 100%, but that's what it's designed to do, and to clean them out of here. We could just see if anybody else has felt their body changing during this process, too, because it's quite interesting. You will feel a change within yourself during this process. So it's interesting as people do the clearings, they actually start to feel energy get taken off of them. And that's the way it's supposed to work. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. We have a question from Susie asking how she would do a clearing for eczema.
Since we don't have that on the website, and it is a physical body problem, you would want to do a whole lifetime special clearing. So you want to go in and type in special, and then from there, that clearing will come up. Again, you may want to do the other clearing, which is the body rejuvenation clearing, the bundle that we have, a body jumpstart bundle. So that might be what I would recommend doing is that one, the body jumpstart.
And then also, Ron, the alien attack page for the stuff that lives in our skin, I would think that might play a role in that condition also. You could try that.
And skin misting water, possibly.
Oh, yes, and that too. And you just had that call today where you do the water activation for the week, and you often do skin misting water on those calls and also on the monthly intensives. And then there's also for $1, you can do online at creationlightship.com. You can go into the water activation clearing and activate some skin misting water there. So, yeah, that's a lot of ways that you can come at that. Ron, I know you take the alien parasitic life forms out of our skin. I'm trying to remember which ones that you talk about the most that are in our skin. If this person, Susie, would like to do the alien attack page for a week, what would she focus on? What life form?
The skin can have the on your head and stuff, which could still be there. You got the little maggots that kind of crawl around on your head. They can come into your skin, too. You have little gnats. There's, unfortunately, some people have some snake energies there, and in joints you're going to have little caterpillars. So all of these would be, considered a situation. So,
yeah, and you can customize that clearing. I'm not looking at the page right now, but where you put your name, you could probably put your name and then put eczema, and you can even just go down in the drop-down box that has all the races that have names, and just put unknown or other, and then go into the custom box and perhaps just, type in life forms causing my eczema and try doing it that way, too. Just play around with that page and see if you get some relief. Okay, next question over here at CLS Questions. We have a question. What was the significance of frankincense and myrrh? Were there particular healing properties?
I really can't indicate that. I don't,
Okay.
Don't know at this point.
Okay. Next question is about the online light infusion chamber, and this person's wondering whether it is as effective as going into the physical light infusion chamber that you have in your booth, Ron, when you do the expos.
It does work very nicely. I think the when you go into the light infusion chamber physically, it does. You have everything that's a little different in there, so you may have more of a physical feeling of what's happening versus doing an online clearing. I would think that both are probably almost identical, but for most people, going into it makes them feel a lot better, and they, you know, they like going into it. So I put it online because people weren't available to go, you know, and travel across country or whatever. So that's why
it's up
online. But yeah, I would think that some people who have tried it even said that it feels almost identical to them. And then some people said they like just to come into the chamber physically because it's there physically. So, and they do go on the one, you know, that we have too, you know, online. So if you can't come to the expo, then go on to the, you know, the one online. It's very, very good.
Okay, and then there's kind of a second part to the question here. So for someone who is under attack a lot and having, you know, energies attacking them and getting a lot of unpleasant visuals, they're wondering if the light infusion chamber would be able to help with that at all. I know. For me, it's always been for physical healing that I've requested. Is that primarily what the light infusion chamber is for, Ron, or would it help with attack stuff?
Haven't had anybody try it yet for attacks. If anybody out there has, maybe you can send us an email. It's not designed for that, but I'm sure it could help. But we have other clarions designed, you know, for the alien attacks. But that one probably could help you somewhat. You know, you have to just try it and see.
Okay. Well,
maybe some people out there are using it for that, so it'd be good to know what they are saying about it.
Okay. All right, so the next question is about running a couple of clearings together. So is it okay to do the space clearing for vortexes, so let's say vortexes in your house or where you work or something, at the same time as doing a space-time crash? And I know, Ron, when you put that space-time crash clearing up, you were recommending that that's the only thing we run. So has that changed, or are you still feeling that same way?
Yeah, I would say the same way. You want to, you know, do the space-time crash, you know, maybe once a week or something. So that's kind of what I would do is, you know, maybe once a week. And it is included when you do a standard timeline crash, but you want to get back here. So you want to be here and not lost in space.
And what they're wondering is, can they do other clearings while they run the space-time crash, or should we run that on its own?
I would run the space one on its own.
Okay. Okay. I'm just kind of remembering from the text on that you, anything that involves our body, which almost all the clearings do, should not be run with a space-time crash. But I do remember that I think you thought the gray skies clearing was okay to run at the same time, and they're actually asking that in this email, because I think you've told us that clearing doesn't run energy through our bodies.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you want to do this on the show, Ron, but I'll read it out anyway. I know usually you like people to come on the calls, but this person is saying that they missed the skin misting water this week. They've been on the calls, I guess, for a few weeks in a row, but they missed it this week, and they're asking for a skin misting water charging.
Yeah. So for that person, just get your skin misting water and hold it in front of you, and takes about typically 3 minutes, and just hold the water container, and I'll do a clearing for you as a special clearing. So that's all you have to do.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from G, wondering about how to clear candida. Can we clear candida?
Go into that body jumpstart and just see, you know, what it will do for you.
Right. That's for those of you who haven't been into the body system rejuvenation. You can work within that clearing to do absolutely anything you can come up with within your body. There's lots of systems listed, but there are also custom boxes all over the place. So any physical condition you can use that for. But also the other aspects of the body jumpstart that are extremely helpful in an overall way for clearing is that it includes the whole life mind of the body. So it gets your internal healer back online and jump started and cleaned out. And then there's also the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, which kind of speaks for itself, but it lines up all our 108 invisible bodies so that energy is running through those correctly to also aid us in healing. So, Ron, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, what I'll do is a sample on the 108 body clearings are quite interesting, especially, you know, when you do the magnetic twisted body. So here we go. We'll just pick just a number here, and we'll just pick number 50, body number 50. Don't know what it is because there's so many of them, but we'll realign that body for everybody. So here we go. We're going to move it around so it'll be facing forward. One, two, three, four, and it could be in you counterclockwise or clockwise in the wrong direction. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, yeah, that one feels good. Okay, now we'll do the twisted body version of that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so if you had any clearings, that one is a great one to do because it will reset you and, you know, make the clearings that you have had in the past work even better. So that clearing is just a great clearing. If you had some work done, you know, on the website over the last 6 months and you haven't did that clearing, I'd definitely recommend getting it and doing it because it may start to realign you. And sometimes, you know, it takes the clearing that you had and resets it because those bodies are not having a healing because they're not in alignment, the proper registration will say, with your spirit. So this gets everything into alignment, and all of a sudden, instantly, you have a much greater healing because of that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Totally changing gears here, Ron. We have a question about, well, I'll just read it. What you mentioned this on a show sometime in the last week, and Sharina's wondering, what is the progress with the aliens that have come back to get rid of their ex-captors?
They're still doing that. A lot of it's a lot of those things are gone, but they're still battling. Some are really deeply seated into the earth. You know, probably you know, I'd say over 500 to 1,000 miles, really, really down deep. So that's kind of what I'm sensing here. So
okay.
Yeah, everything is still going on, but you know, if you're doing timeline crashes on that and stuff, it's definitely helping. And you may actually see if you feel more space around you. So anybody out there interested in sharing on CLS questions, what they felt the last maybe week or so as the aliens that are here held captive by other aliens are leaving? Or they have a pecking order. So, and we're in that same pecking order that they are. But somehow the aliens that are here are treated so much more worse than we are. So it's really appalling to see what they have done, you know, to the aliens. I mean, it's just awful. Not that what they do to us is any, you know, a piece of cake, but the aliens are actually, you know, experimented with. I've seen different alien races taking other races and putting them together. That's kind of weird looking, but that's what they do, and they do just all this weird stuff. So, yes, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. But it's kind of getting fixed at the moment, so that's the good news. Okay, let's see. So we just have a few minutes left. Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour, and if you need to find out how to get to that, you just go to creationlightship.com, and on the home page there, over on the right-hand side, just scroll down just a tiny little ways, and you'll come to the radio icons, and you can click on there to get to the next show. So we're going to end a little bit early tonight, so Ron can get ready for that. So let me see. I'm just looking down, seeing I don't see any more questions in the fast chat. But we have the reminder getting typed in, and I always forget to mention this, and it is really important. Whenever we do an online clearing on through creationlightship.com, we need to then type the name of that clearing once we've completed it into the New Earth Transport clearing to get the parts of ourselves that the clearing has retrieved over to the new Earth. And the username and password is typed into the fast chat right now. So if you don't have those, do jot those down. And if you haven't done this clearing before, do sit down and type in. It takes 1 minute per clearing that you've done online to get your pieces over there. So just sit and type those in one by one over onto the new Earth, into the new Earth transport clearing. Do you want to just real quick describe what that new Earth is about, Ron, for anyone that isn't familiar with it, while I see if there's any other questions?
Yeah, the new Earth is just another location that's going to hold you until ascension happens. So you're not actually living there, you're not breathing there, you're not having an experience there. It's just like a safe deposit box, in a sense. So you're there so that when ascension time does come, you know, you will be able to leave. And so all the clearings will still work that you have had, and everything is collected, and that's the way it works. It's similar to the a spirit barcode one. The spirit barcode also, you know, guaranteed you to get out of here, but this works with your clearing. So it's very good to do that clearing so that the light can find you. But both clearings are good. But what could happen is you could be taken and being out on a parallel life. Let's just say that you were out on a parallel life and all of a sudden ascension time happened and they wanted to take away all of your clearings and then bring you back here so you could ascend. And so they could possibly do that to you. They could load you with a bunch of traumas. Well, this holds your clearings for you, so you don't have to worry about it. That's what it's kind of for. So hopefully you understand that. Yeah, it's it can be, you know, a situation that, you know, what they can put on you, which may not be too good. So that's why we have it, that your clearings are being held for you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right, so we have another question over here at clsquestions@yahoo.com. This person is saying, my cell phone is set on military time, and I'm constantly seeing double numbers, and the examples given are 1515, 19192121. And the question is, what does this mean?
Oh, boy. Right now, I don't know. Don't know. It's hard to figure that one out. I don't know. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, I know you tell us usually when we're seeing 1111 and all that kind of stuff to clear it on the nasal barcode clearing. That's the one where we can do numbers and letters and our names and all that kind of stuff, birth dates, everything like that. So I would imagine that if you would like to clear this, because I know you say these repeat numbers are usually tracking numbers, that we clear it on that clearing. So I guess that's what that's really what we need to do when we're getting these repeat numbers. So we have about 2 minutes left on the show, and let's see, it's Wednesday, so the next show on BBS is Friday at 7 p.m. Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, and then Saturday, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, also on Station 2, and another show coming up in about 10 minutes. Go to creationlightship.com and click on the little radio icon on the homepage on the right-hand side. And, Ron, I know you want to end the show tonight with the Mind to Heart drop, so I'll just hand it over to you to do that, and I'll say good night to everybody. Thank you for all your questions, and over to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So Mind to Heart drop. And you want to command your spirit to do this, naturally. And that's what you have to do, otherwise it won't work. So command in your spirit to take your thoughts and drop them into your heart center. Here we go. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So you're in the moment here. Blessings, and we'll see you on our next BBS show on Friday. Same time, but we're on Station 2. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Night, night. Thank you.
Joe Berger, I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.